Sorry I'm late. I had to take our dog Brownie to the vet.
It's okay. Want a breakfast bar?
No, just coffee, thanks. I already had some of Quint's teenage mutant ninja cereal. Then Brownie and I stopped off at the 7-Eleven for a big gulp. What the heck is that stuff?
Rice cakes. Started my diet last night.
You put jelly on them?
Yes. Do you have a problem with that?
You've been on a diet for 12 hours and already you're this cranky?
Yes. As a matter of fact, after work, I'll probably be crashing my car into a Taco Bell. What's it to you?
Nothing. I just hate it when you're on a diet.
Yeah, well, that's because you're little and tiny and cute. You never have to eat stuff like rice cakes. How did this cram this down your throat?
I'll ignore that. Any phone calls?
Just Ansel Pollard. He ought to be here in a minute.
Oh, gee, I better get some stuff together.
Who's this Ansel Pollard guy?
Well, he's a very wealthy stockbroker. Haven't you ever heard of Ansel Pollard?
Well, I can't be very rich if I've never heard of him.
Why, you didn't even know Sam Walton's the richest man in America.
Yes, Mary Jo, that's right. That's because he lives in Arkansas. This is Atlanta we're talking about. This is my territory. I know the name of every man in this city who has money. I know the names of the men who are thinking about having money. As a matter of fact, I even know the names of little boys who are good at playing Monopoly. So don't be telling me about the men who have money in Atlanta, okay?
Hi, y'all. I'm sorry we're late. We overslept. Of course, that shouldn't surprise you since we've overslept every day for 2 weeks.
How are you, Mrs. Philpott?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
And how is our precious little Livy today?
Oh, she's great. She loves keeping everybody up all night.
Look at that face.
Not a trace of remorse.
Mrs. Philpott, will you take her upstairs? I'll be up to feed her in a few minutes. Bye, Cupcake. Mom will see you in a minute.
I'll never forget Payne's first year. There was a point there when I said, well, we're just never going to sleep again.
You know, I just don't understand that. I mean, I got Noelle when she was a baby, and all she did was sleep.
I mean, I know she's just a pig, but still. I remember thinking, boy, this is all right. This pig is no trouble at all.
Well, I'm sure glad y'all don't mind me bringing her to work with me.
Mind? We love it. I mean, she's kind of our baby, too. Besides, how else are you gonna nurse her?
Oh, Charlie, that reminds me. I saw two things on TV I gotta tell you about. Now, the first one is, there was a segment on the news about that league of breastfeeding people you like so much, you know, La Leche.
Suzanne, it's La Leche.
Oh, well, whatever. Also, what is that Mrs. Philpott's first name?
Blanche, why?
Could she ever have gone by the name of Roberta Harwood?
I don't know, why?
Because she looks like this woman I saw on Unsolved Mysteries.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Ansel Pollard.
Mr. Pollard, how nice to meet you. I'm Julia Sugarbaker.
Oh, how do you do?
Won't you come in and sit down?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I know you must be very busy, and so am I, so I'll come right to the point. As I told you on the phone, I saw what you did for the Seaforts, and I like your work very much.
I take it you're interested in neoclassic.
Yes, I am. In fact, that's the way I want to do my entire condominium.
Condominium? Well, I'm sorry, it was our understanding you wanted us to redecorate your house.
Oh, I do, but the house is completely different. The house has got to be country French.
Oh, you'll have to excuse Charlene. She has a new baby.
We'd wake her, but this is really the only chance she gets to sleep.
Hey, I understand. I raised 4 children myself.
Charlene. Oh, I'm sure she would be so embarrassed. I mean, I know that she would never snore unless she was just completely exhausted. Charlie!
What? What's happening? What?
You were snoring.
Oh, no. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be silly. It was nothing.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'll bet it was real loud, wasn't it?
Charlene, just forget about it. We have.
I'm so embarrassed. Tell me, was it real loud?
Not that bad.
It was pretty loud.
Just gonna quit coming to work.
I told you should have just gotten yourself a pig. I felt fresh every morning.
So, anyway, As you were saying, Mr. Pollard, you want your condo done in neoclassic and your house country French?
Yes, that's right. And it's very important that you keep those two facts straight. My wife hates neoclassic, loves country French.
Well, won't she be going to the condo?
Oh, boy, I certainly hope not.
What do you mean?
That's where I keep my mistress.
Well, I guess that explains why I didn't recognize the name. I mean, any man who keeps a wife and a mistress, I don't waste my time knowing about. Because, I mean, even if he does have money, what's the point? I mean, all a man like that is trouble. Just like Grandpa Sugarbaker used to say, a man who's burned the candle at both ends is probably just going to end up with a very short wick.
I don't recall Grandpa Sugarbaker saying that.
Well, somebody said it. Anyway, it's true. I just hate men who think they can have their cake and eat it, too. As a matter of fact, I just hate anyone who eats cake.
Suzanne, that's not the point. Ansel Pollard is not asking for our approval. He just wants us to decorate his house and his condominium. And when you get right down to it, it's none of our business what he does in either one of them.
Julia, I can't believe that you were saying this. I thought that you would be all up in arms.
Well, I would be up in arms if he were my husband. But he's not my husband. He's my client.
Up in arms. Julia, are you kidding? If Reese Watson even thought about having a mistress, the very least you would do is blow up his car and burn his apartment to the ground. And there is no way that you or Charlene or Mary Jo either, for that matter, are going to be able to be objective about all this.
So what do you think's going to happen, Suzanne? You think we're going to start working on this project and then get all upset and end up telling the wife everything?
Yes, Mary Jo, I think that could happen, especially knowing Julia.
So I saw this TV movie once where Lindsay Wagner played a mistress, and she was just darling.
Yeah, well, I saw a movie where Victoria Principal played one. I just wanted to knock her teeth out. And you know, they're always called Bambi or BB or something, and they're always riding around in these little tiny sports cars with hair down to their waist and lying around like Cheshire cats. I mean, I just want to say, hey, get a name, get a job, get a life.
Are these your children?
Yes. That's Catherine. She's in pre-med at Duke. And that's Teddy. And that's Will. And that's Ansel Jr.
Well, they're gorgeous, every last one of them.
Well, thank you, Mary Jo. Anyway, I want to get rid of this big king-size bed and go to twins. You know, it's just so much more practical.
You sure? I mean, you know, it's such a nice size, you know. Once you go to twins, it's hard to go back.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I think
what Charlene means is that once you get used to something, it's difficult to change.
That's it, that's right.
Excuse me, do you want me to measure these windows for shadows, too?
No, I want to leave that one uncovered. I just love the light it lets in. And anyway, there's only one neighbor who can see in it, and I doubt if watching me get undressed every night gives him that big of a thrill.
Well, I don't know why you say that. You're very attractive.
You certainly are very, very attractive.
Well, thank you, Charlene.
I mean, I'm sure most men would give their eye teeth to look through that window. Isn't that right, Anthony?
But yes, I'm sure that they would. But seeing as that's against the law, I certainly would not be one of them.
Anyway, I'm going to get rid of this vanity over here so that Ansel can have room for his rowing machine.
I have a better suggestion. Why don't you just leave your vanity right where it is, and if he wants to row something, you just tell him to go to a lake.
Mrs. Pollard, the florist just delivered these.
Oh. Please excuse me, but today is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
That's right, make that happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, darling. You remain the one and only light of my life, all my love, Ansel.
What a rat.
I have a feeling she knows.
Boy, I was hoping we wouldn't like her. Why'd she have to be so nice? This is about more than I can stand.
Well, so much for professional and uninvolved.
the way, my name is Jeffrey. If I can bring you anything, please let me know. The mistress will be with you shortly.
Well, he's certainly blunt.
Charlene, it's just a manner of speaking.
When you know it, Louise just has a maid. Gabby has a butler. It's so chic.
Who's Gabby?
Gabby Langford. That's her name.
I don't think having a butler's so chic. Anyway, I like Francis a lot better than Jeffrey.
But who the hell's Francis?
Francis is Louise's maid.
But who's Louise?
Louise is the wife. Anyway, I thought Francis was real sweet.
Charlene, how do you know? You didn't even talk to her.
Well, I could just tell.
No, you couldn't. You just liked her because she belongs to the wife, and you're choosing sides just like I said you would.
Suzanne, will you please be quiet? No one is choosing sides. We are just here to do a job, and I don't care who likes who the best or who is doing what to whom without whom ever knowing about it. All right.
Ooh, getting a little testy, aren't we?
Look at the card on these flowers. To my darling, my bright shine and light of my life, Ansel.
This guy ought to get a job writing for George Bush on this 1,000 points of light theme. He's got a real knack for it.
Well, I just can't believe she's keeping us waiting so long. I mean, I have better things to do with my time than sitting around waiting for some concubine to fall out of bed. You know, I mean, I could be home watching Green Acres.
Suzanne?
What?
I think it's time for you to suck on some more sugarless candy.
Sure, sure.
Hello, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. But I was reading.
Oh, well, that's all right. I mean, if you have to read, you have to read.
Yes. Now, what is it again that you're here for?
Oh, well, your friend, Mr. Pollard, hired us. We're decorators. Oh. I am Julia Sugarbaker, and this is Mary
Jo. Oh, please, I'm terrible, terrible with names. Just leave your card with,
Jeffrey?
Yes, thank you, that's right. Now, I assume Ansel has spoken with you about what I have in mind.
Just a little, Miss Langford, but I think
Please, call me Gabby. Everyone does.
All right, Gabby.
Well, that's sure an unusual name. Did your parents really name you that?
Well, yes, they did. It's short for Gabrielle. Why?
Well, no reason. I just thought maybe Gabby Hayes was your grandpa or something.
Anyway, as I was saying, Gabby, Mr. Pollard has told us of your mutual interest in neoclassic.
Oh, yes. I'm a sculptress. And I think the neoclassic style might be the best possible showcase for my work. In fact, I may even have you do everything in white.
Well, we'd have no problem with that.
Takes a lot of courage to have an all-white room, don't you think?
Well, I don't think that it takes all that much courage. I mean, not when you compare it to, for example, getting your brains blown out in Vietnam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't find a place to park. Here are the rest of the fabric samples.
Thanks, Anthony.
Well, hello. And who are you?
Hi, I'm Anthony Bouvier. I'm just here to take your measurements, so to speak.
Well, I hope you won't find this racist, but I just have to ask. Wherever did you find this incredibly big, black, beautiful buck?
Well, actually, he just came in and filled out an application.
Yes, Anthony is just one member of the Sugar Baker team, and since we'll all be working together, my name is Julia.
Oh, please, this I'll never remember. Just tell me more about Anthony.
Well, I don't know exactly what to say. He's certainly been a wonderful employee.
That's right, and he also goes to college and has very little time for his social life.
I would love to sculpt you.
I beg your pardon?
You know, do you in clay?
Uh-huh.
Would you mind posing nude?
Yes, I would very much, but thank you for asking.
Excuse me, but I think we've gotten a little off track here.
You know, I would kill to do your backside.
All right, that's it. Look, Miss Langford.
Please, call me Gabby.
No, I won't call you Gabby. You haven't taken the time to learn any of our names.
Well, that's not so. I know Anthony.
That's right, you do. First, you kept us waiting for 35 minutes. And then, when you decided you were bored enough to come downstairs, the only thing you've acted the least bit interested in is seducing our delivery man.
Seducing? Well, if that's what you think I was doing, then obviously you haven't got the artistic sensibility required to work with me.
No, Miss Langford. What I don't have that's required to work with you is patience.
Julia.
Because quite frankly, I find you rude, lazy, horny, and dumb.
Julia!
And now that we have met Louise Pollard, there isn't money enough in the world to make us redecorate this condominium. And so please don't bother firing us. We quit.
Who's Louise Pollard?
Like you don't know. You ought to be ashamed of yourself taking a man away from his wife and his four children.
Ansel is married?
Of course he's married.
I don't believe you. You're lying.
We just spent the morning with his wife.
Well, I can't believe it. Well, he never told me that. I swear. I just thought that he was always away on business. Can't be true. I mean, this is like a nightmare. I swear he never told me. I didn't know.
Well, I guess she didn't know.
Susanna, I know you're just dying to say I told you so, so just go ahead and do it before you have a stroke or something.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I think everyone knows I was right. There's no point in gloating. As a matter of fact, I don't think I appreciated the way she was talking about your backside. Anyway, what's so great about it? I never noticed it before.
Suzanne, the point is now we're going to have to tell poor Louise Pollard that we can't decorate her house.
We're going to tell her Ansel has a mistress?
Well, of course not. But we were hired to do both jobs, and I'm sure now he's not going to want us to do anything.
Black, beautiful buck. Huh. I'm just going to call up the NAACP and turn her name in. I mean, that's a racial slur if I ever heard one.
And you ought to know.
Where to, ladies?
Louise Pollard's. We might as well get it over with.
Oh, if y'all don't mind, could we hurry back? I have to nurse Olivia.
Look, Charlie, and I appreciate what you're trying to do here, but this is important. I mean, we can't just be going back to the office every 5 minutes because you joined some like leaky club. You know what I mean?
Suzanne?
What?
Suck candy.
So we've just completely overextended ourselves on other jobs. We're just going to have to pull back. I'm afraid we weren't being quite realistic.
He asked you to do the condo too, didn't he?
I beg your pardon.
I knew it. Everything he does for me, he does for her.
You mean you know?
About Gabby? Of course, I've known forever. I just don't want Ansel to know I know.
You mean you don't mind?
No, I don't mind. Why?
Well, I think you're a little bigger-hearted than we are. We sort of told her off.
What did you say?
Well, we got her real good. We told her she should be ashamed of herself because of you and your four beautiful kids.
Oh, my gosh. You told her about us? She didn't know.
She mentioned that.
I can't believe it. This is incredible. Now, she'll probably throw Ansel out, and then I'll have to stop seeing Harlan.
Who's Harlan?
He's the man I'm having an affair with.
But you seem so upset when you got the flowers this morning.
Yes, because they weren't from Harlan. Oh, I can't believe it. This is a nightmare.
I'm beginning to feel like nobody appreciates us.
How could you do something like this? You had no right. Do you know how many years it takes to set up an arrangement like this?
Not really.
It's like a house of cards. It is very fragile. And then you come along and in one short afternoon destroy everything. Now there is nothing left. We are all finished, ruined, annihilated, and for what? I knew he had a mistress. I knew!
Well, I guess she knew.
Boy, what a day. Olivia and I are about to go home and have our first mother-daughter talk about how she should never, never, ever marry a man who has a mistress.
Well, you don't have to worry about our little Livy. She's going to break everybody's heart.
She's been real good today.
Tell me, does the name Roberta Harwood mean anything to you?
Suzanne. You don't have to answer that, Mrs. Philpott.
Well, good night, all. Julia, you're awfully quiet. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm just tired.
Good night.
Anthony, are you coming? I need to ride home.
Yes, I am coming, Suzanne. And just for the record, that's Mr. Big Black Beautiful Buck to you.
Busy?
Not if it's you. What's going on, Sassy?
Nothing much. I just called to tell you that in this very complicated world where people lie, cheat, steal, and can't find the way home at night, I'm very, very glad to have you.
Well, sounds like you had an interesting day. You want to tell me about it?
No, I don't feel like talking. Sure would love to see you, though.
Shall I bring dinner?
I'm not hungry either. Let's just have pancakes for breakfast.
I'm on my way.
I'll be upstairs.